The mind that knows nothing but form looks at the form, it will totally misperceive it. And so that's the beauty that in India they've always recognized that, because they haven't completely lost touch. In fact, they may have gone at some point too far in the opposite direction, so that they lost interest in form because they went into being more. Now the India is becoming Western. The more you read about India, the more you see is they're all into computers these days and cell phones. And that's fine too, but the question is, where's finding a balance? I was totally lost in, like most people, completely lost in form, and then a shift happened, and I lost the balance, and I became completely lost in the formless. We can't really be lost in the formless, it's just a way of putting it, because the formless is essentially who you are, and yet, from a normal perspective, it looked as if I had lost it. Because there was somebody who had a promising career and suddenly just sits around on park benches, not doing anything anymore, just being and tasting continuously the sweetness of being, of simply the beauty, the sweetness of being alive, the joy of simply being. And then looking upon the world and seeing it reflected in all life forms, reflected the joy of being in the trees and the birds, and even in the humans who are running around like mad, and knowing that in deep down there, there's also the very same being. And it's beautiful. And so from an external perspective, the ability to handle forms was gone, to manipulate the world of form was gone for a while, and then gradually had to re-establish itself so I could do again and of course be at the same time. And that is it is not the destiny of each one of you to move so deeply into being that you're no longer capable of handling the world of form around you. That happens occasionally, but it tends to happen more to those people those few who experience a dramatic shift from one to the other. And then for a while they're gone. There's of course the beautiful sutra of Buddha, Gate, Gate, gone, gone, gone to the farthest shore. And yet, it seems it is our destiny here, while we are still in form, to balance form and formless here. And that's why we are here.